Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time.
Hey, friends. I'm excited to hang out with you today. It is super sunny and beautiful, so maybe it's beautiful where you are too. Today, we're going to be talking about decluttering, and if you're frustrated, kind of trying to find a time to declutter, we're going to talk through six quick successful tips. These are tips on how to fit decluttering into your week, your weekly schedule. As moms, we're so busy, right? We're taking kids to soccer practice, and we're taking care of projects, and we're working, and we're managing our home, taking kids to school, and helping them with homework, not to mention the other millions of things like meal prep, laundry, all the stuff. So how do we also fit in decluttering? And then why is that important? Because I think it's so easy to just take a deep breath and being like, I don't have time to do that. And that feels like a huge can of worms. I just don't want to open, right? Things fit. Things are fine. I just don't have time to deal with it right now. And so it kind of gets moved on to the next to-do list and the next to-do list. But I just wanted to encourage you today that decluttering doesn't have to be super crazy. And it doesn't have to be the Marie Kondo style of taking out all of your closet and telling everything you love that you're going to keep it and why you love it and putting it back. That it can really be super simple, manageable, and easy, and it can be super beneficial. We'll talk about the benefits of decluttering, how it can fit into your schedule, and also why it can be kind of hard. There's some mental roadblocks that can be challenging when you declutter. And so sometimes we don't even want to deal with those. So things just sit and pile up and we don't look at them. And so if decluttering is not in your wheelhouse and you get frustrated by looking around your home at all the stuff, but you just don't have the energy to deal with it, this episode is for you, my friends. Now, I work a lot with clients all the time to help them declutter, help them kind of go through their things, and also to get organized. But I know it can be challenging. So I work with people, you know, to figure out when they can declutter and that kind of stuff. So we'll talk through some of that right now. But if you're finding after you listen to this episode that you need some help in putting those puzzle pieces together, I know some people can listen to this and be like, okay, here are the things I need to do. I got it. Let me run with it. Other people, maybe you are listening and you're like, I have no idea when I'm going to fit that in or how I'm going to do that. Or maybe you just need some help in getting started. So if that's you, grab a free 15-minute coaching call with me and we can connect and see if that is helpful for you and kind of where you're at. You can connect with me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at birdmichelle.com, B-Y-R-D. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.com. And I would love to just help you out. So grab a free call with me and we can talk through what you need and see what the best route is. All right, on to jumping in to decluttering. Now, this is one of my favorite topics. I love decluttering and organizing things. So if that's not in your wheelhouse, these are the steps that I would suggest. And this is just kind of why and how and some ways that can help you. So Feel free to take notes if you have a notebook or, as I love to do on my iPhone, I love the notes section and to write things down. I'm constantly taking notes on my iPhone because it's with you all the time, right? And then I can reference it, I can copy it, I can send it to myself. I can, you know, I feel like digitally I can do a lot more with it. Although sometimes I feel a little bit not judged, but like other people are staring at me because all I'm doing is looking at my phone during church or other things because I'm staring down at it, but I'm really just taking notes. Anyways, I digress. We're going to jump in to decluttering and all the things. Now, if you still have questions or you want to kind of go through more in depth into decluttering, I did a great episode with Emily and we talked through decluttering. She is a decluttering organizational coach, Emily McDermott, and you can go back and look through those. Or there's other episodes that we've kind of talked through decluttering. So if you're finding that this was great, but I need some more help or I need some more tips, then go back through those. There was one I talked about all different styles and types of decluttering that one organizational coach online went through, and it's hilarious. There's all kinds of different methods for it if that is something that helps you. But today we'll talk about just kind of the overview and how you schedule it into your day and your week, because that can be super tricky. As I said at the beginning, if you're a busy mom, which all of us are, right? When do you find time to declutter? So number one is schedule. When do you find time to declutter and how to kind of make it fun? So I tend to declutter when I have something coming up that I know, like in a few weeks, I'm going to have a party that I'm going to where you can bring a bunch of stuff and you can drop it off and then they kind of sort it out. It's like a giant garage sale for moms. And so it's like a big swap meet. And so I know because that's coming up that the more I declutter before then, the more I have a place for my stuff to go. But on a regular basis, I am always slightly decluttering. So this can look like several different things. It can look like I'm setting aside a time during the weekend for like 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes to declutter a space. Now, this can happen while my kids and husband are like, we're watching sports, or maybe we're watching something in the living room and I can declutter something or go through something. Recently, we were watching a movie and I was like, I had had it with a box that we have had of ribbons, and the box just wasn't, all the ribbons weren't fitting in the box anymore. And whenever we'd take it out to find a ribbon to wrap a package, it would be like, I can't find anything. I don't even know. Half these are old or broken or small. So I just went through the box one day while we were watching TV and I was able to get all the way through the box and dump a bunch of stuff in there. So now when you look in the poor ribbon box, you can actually find one that will work for a package. So just little things like that, you fit it in kind of while you're doing something else. That can be an easy way. Another time that I've decluttered that's been successful is I just buckle down and decide, okay, this weekend, I really need to declutter this space. And so that weekend, I declutter a space, but I kind of make it fun at the same time by either, as I said, watching sports or something that's not taking all of your attention, but maybe you're watching a YouTube video, or maybe the best is actually if you're listening to a podcast episode, because you can be listening to something and your eyes and the rest of your attention can be going somewhere else. So you're thinking about stuff, but also, you know, moving through your things. So number one is kind of to schedule it. Figure out when you would like to do it. Usually, as I said, on the weekends, if you plan a time, that's usually the best. Unless you have something that's coming up that you know you need to go through your stuff. Number two is space. So don't tackle a space that is too big. You want to tackle a space that is small. Like I said, I did like a ribbon box, or I need to do underneath our kitchen sink because we have a bunch of bags that are kind of overflowing. You know that the spot that you want to declutter will be the one where you can't close the drawer anymore, can't close the cabinets anymore. Things are just overflowing. And that's when you know you have too much for that space. And so it really would be be beneficial if you kind of went through what was in there, cleaned it out, because probably half the stuff you don't need. But you want to pick a space that's easy to manage, not a space like the whole kitchen or all downstairs or, you know, a big giant space like your closet. I think we can easily be overwhelmed by thinking, okay, I'm gonna this weekend go through my closet and it'll be great. But what you really need to do is just go through the sweaters in your closet or just go through your shoes or just go through one type of item. Maybe it's just hats. Just pick one item and go through that and then be done. And then the next time you come around, pick the next item to kind of go through. That allows you to kind of get a little bit more momentum and not to feel overwhelmed by this huge project. Because let's face it, we don't have the time and the energy to do huge projects, but we can do small ones, right? We can fit in like a small 30-minute decluttering. And so that's kind of what we want to shoot for as busy moms. So number one is to schedule in your week. Usually the weekends I find is the best, but do what works for you. Space, you want to pick a space usually or one small area, not a real big space. Number three is time. So we don't want to be overwhelmed because usually decluttering requires lots of decisions and it takes a lot of energy. And so we want to kind of set a time limit so you don't get burned out. So as I said, this might be going into your closet and just doing the hats. Maybe you're just going through your hats for 30 minutes. Maybe it's just going through this drawer for 30 minutes. Maybe it is just taking care of one thing for 30 minutes. That's it. So you want to kind of space out the space and the amount of time that you're doing it. Now you can use one or the other. You can say, okay, I'm just going to take whatever time it takes, but I'm just going to go through this one drawer. Or you could say, I'm going to do 30 minutes. Whatever I get done in 30 minutes, great. If not, I'm just going to put it back. Either one. But setting a time, making sure that it's, you know, not too long will definitely help you not run out of energy. For me, I fit in decluttering a lot more when I know that there's somewhere for my stuff to go. So that's number four, is to have a system of getting rid of stuff. Now, I put things in the garage, but if you don't have a garage, maybe you have a box in the back of your car that you toss a bunch of stuff in and then you take it to Goodwill. I have another friend who does that. She puts toys or other things that they don't need in a bag and then leaves it by the door. The only problem is her children get into it and then they decide they want to keep those things and then it's more difficult to declutter them going forward, right? But if you do have that kind of a system where you want to take things to Salvation Army or Goodwill or whatever, or drop them off somewhere, I would highly recommend having a box in the back of your trunk and you just fill it up and close the lid. And when it gets full, drop it off at the Goodwill and then replace it with another empty box. Once that fills up, drop that one off. So that might be a good system where you still are able to get rid of stuff on a consistent basis, but your kids don't take it back into your house. I know it could be so overwhelming with just stuff. I tend to get rid of stuff all the time. I'm not very attached to things. So I tend to just want to get rid of them or give them away, especially toys that kids get from all kinds of places, the dentist, the doctor, birthday parties, all the things where you're like, that's just a little plasticky toy that like is going to break in a few minutes and we're going to find all the pieces. Or that's an outside toy that I would really rather you just play outside the house. So these things I tend to just collect and toss in our bucket in the garage. We have a big box. And so I toss all the stuff we don't need. Or as I'm doing things, maybe I'm putting things away and I find, oh, I have four vases and I really only use three of these. This one I can give away. Or I found the other day that I have a pitcher that's really pretty that has flowers on it. It's a plastic pitcher, so it's great for outside. It looks very springtime. You could put lemonade in it. It looks great. But I found I haven't used that pitcher in like over 5 years. Somebody gave it to me with flowers in it and it was beautiful. And I thought, oh, this is so cute. I'll save it. but I really have never used that. And if I do use a pitcher for lemonade, we usually use a different one. So I thought, this is just time for this to go. It's just collecting dust and space, and somebody else could use it and it could be beautiful. So have a system of as things are coming into your house, kind of go through them, figure out if you want to keep them or not, and then have a place or a system for getting rid of them, whether it's a box in the garage or a box in the back of your car. And when that gets full, you take it. That kind of thing is super helpful because oftentimes, especially in our busy world, it's so easy to order things on Amazon and then forget to get it back in time. So you don't return it, but you don't really like it. But then you don't get the money for it. And then it's just kind of this thing. And you're like, well, I should keep it. We'll talk about that later. But like, you can get things into your home very easily, but it's hard to get them out. So you can easily order stuff online, shows up, it's at your front door, but it's much harder to get things out of your home, especially things that you're like, I'm not sure about that. So just think about that. The more you declutter, the easier that will be. So have a system for getting rid of stuff. So as I said, we kind of dove into it a little bit, but there are three main mental hurdles that you go through when you are decluttering or when you're deciding about an item. The reasons that we typically keep things, and there's some other podcasters like Kathy Lipp who talk all about these. And so if you ever want to know more and more and more about decluttering, you can look up her podcast. It's awesome. But she talks about fear, guilt, and shame. And I really think those are the three reasons why we keep things. We are fearful that we might need it again. So there might be an item or something that we're like, well, we bought a lot of toothbrushes, but we use toothbrushes all the time. For example, I have a whole bucket of shampoo and conditioner that we have collected from hotels and all kinds of other places, right? And you think, oh, I'll use those. And so you bring them home and now they're just in this big bucket collecting space. Do we use them? Maybe once a year, if maybe. But for the most part, no. They just sit in a big bucket. So I'm fearful that I might need conditioner somewhere, travel conditioner, and I could have just gotten it for free. So fear is keeping me saving those things. Or guilt. Maybe you feel, as we're talking about the Amazon purchases, that you purchased something, you didn't return it on time, and now you've wasted money purchasing this thing, so you feel like you should keep it. I bought this. It doesn't really fit, but I bought it. Now I can't return it, so I'm just going to keep it. So if you do find that that's something that you're like, okay, I didn't get a chance to return this to Amazon, and I have this thing, keeping it is one of the mental boundaries, and that is shame, because you feel shameful that you didn't return it. And the third kind of mental hurdle is guilt. So this is guilt of something that somebody gave you that you feel bad about giving away. So for example, it might be, you know, something that you are like a family member or somebody gave you, and you're worried that when they come back to your house, they might not see it there, and then they might get upset that you don't have it. That can easily happen, right? So just to clarify, the three mental hurdles that might keep you keeping things and make it difficult to declutter and get rid of them would be fear that you will need it again, guilt that somebody bought it for you and they're going to want to see you use it and love it and you can't give it away, or shame that you paid too much for it or you paid something for it and you don't really want it. So those are the three kind of mental hurdles. I think it's really important to figure out that we do have those mental hurdles around stuff so that we could name it and so that we can recognize it and we can see, oh, why am I keeping this? I don't really use it, but I'm keeping it because so-and-so gave it to me and they would be sad if I gave it away. That would be guilt. So just naming it, I think, is really important. Number six is practice. So Decluttering, I've often said, is like a muscle. You get better at it and it gets easier the more that you do it. The more that you declutter, the more that you put it in your schedule and you figure out, okay, this is the time I'm going to declutter. These are the places I'm going to work on this space or during this time. And then this is how I'm going to get rid of it. The more you practice that, the more these mental hurdles will also kind of go away. You'll realize, oh, I'm keeping this because I think I might use it again, but I haven't really. So you can give it away. I've also heard the trick of if it's something that you can replace that's under $20, it's worth getting rid of. So if it's something you can replace under $20 in 20 minutes, then it's fine to get rid of. All right. So the benefits of all of this, right? Why as busy moms do we need to take the time to declutter? Why should we try to fit this into our already busy schedule when we're really exhausted and this just doesn't really work for us? There are huge benefits to decluttering. We could have a whole episode just on the benefits, but let me just jump through them really fast. Number one, it's less to manage. It's less stuff to keep track of for you, your children, your whole family, less stuff to put away, less stuff to find a place for, less stuff to fix, less stuff to wash, less stuff to manage. Number two, mentally, it helps you feel less stressed and overwhelmed. How many times do you walk into a clean, well-kept space and it feels lovely and you're not stressed mentally? I think if you walk into a space that has stacks and stacks of stuff or things all over the place, that visual clutter really impacts us, especially as women, and you add things to your to-do list without even noticing it. You're looking around and you're seeing all this stuff. It's adding to your mental to-do list. So having less stuff will help you feel less stressed and less overwhelmed. And number three, having less stuff and decluttering helps you to save money. Now, this one we kind of talked about. It helps you realize what you have and how you're using it. Then it helps you to shop correctly and purchase things correctly. So in that sense, you realize I already have three canisters of ketchup or ketchup containers. I do not need to buy any more ketchup at the store. Whereas often we will get to the store and be like, do I have any ketchup? I can't remember. So then we buy some, right? So it will help you not buy duplicates because you'll know the inventory that you have that you use. It will also help you to save money because you're not doing impulse purchases. You kind of know what you have, and it helps you to be kind of choosy when you shop because you know, oh, that cute giant stuffed animal for my kiddo looks amazing, but where am I going to keep it? Or they're really going to love it for like 10 minutes, and then where is it going to be? So it helps you kind of be choosy and realize all the things that you have and how you are using your stuff. For example, there's one friend or someone I knew who was like, okay, all I'm going to do is keep black and white mugs. They can be any kind of style, any kind of design, but they're only going to be black and white so that when I take them out to have people over, they all kind of match. They're all black and white. They might be different designs and so forth. But she realized that's really the only ones that she liked were ones that are black and white. So now she knows when she goes to the store, even if she sees a super cute mug, she's like, meh, that doesn't work with what I already have. That doesn't work with my system. So we can easily not spend money on things that we don't need and also not spend money on purchasing stuff we already have. So I hope that has helped. I know the benefits of decluttering aren't amazing. I could talk about them for a long time, but just know that mentally and financially and physically, they really help. So the benefits of decluttering your space, going through your things, getting rid of stuff is huge. So make some time for it and kind of figure out, as we said, in your schedule, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. We said schedule it in for a time, 30, 40 minutes, pick a time, pick a space, but schedule it in. As you do it, you will get a little bit better about making decisions and getting rid of stuff you don't need. And I really hope this episode has helped you. I kind of given you some steps into how to fit in decluttering into your weekly schedule, even though it might be busy and a little bit overwhelming to start, and why it might mentally be hard to tackle, the three reasons why it's difficult to give things away, fear, guilt, and shame. And then also the benefits of decluttering that we talked about. It's not as much stuff to manage. Financially, you're saving money. And then also a peace of mind mentally. It gives you a lot less stress and overwhelm. So I really hope that these have helped. I'm getting really excited because I was thinking about the fact it's almost spring. It's kind of spring cleaning. So if you want, let me know. You can connect with me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G at birdmichelle.com, B-Y-R-D-M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.com, or connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, connect or contact at birdmichelle.com. Either of those will work, or come post in my Facebook group. It's really fun. Every once in a while I'm in there, but the Facebook group is Home Management for Working Moms, Organization and Time Management. So come in there. You can post maybe a space that you would like to declutter. Maybe you need some help decluttering or suggestions on how to declutter. As I said, I'm getting excited. It's kind of spring and spring cleaning. So I'm thinking it would be fun to do a challenge of maybe some different spaces in your house that can be tricky to declutter, or spaces that you're just thinking it would be really nice if there was less and this whole drawer opened and closed easier. So find those spaces in your home and maybe we can just sit down and do that together. I might do like a live or something fun just to walk through how to declutter a space. So let me know if that would be helpful and if you might be interested in doing that, because I was thinking it might be kind of fun. All right. Until next time, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.